Next question. How should you treat people who are gay, your friends?
With extra love, because they're hurting people. And they haven't heard what we've been talking about. And all they know is, I'm feeling something very strong. And they probably are thinking, I've been feeling this since I was having sexual feelings. And they're probably right. And so they put two and two and two together and they get like 536, not good addition. But they say, so I must have been born this way. It's too long of a story to get into all of that, but that's not correct. That's not correct. But they don't know any of that. You know, God made the real person, and God is always speaking to the real person. And there is a real person hidden, as Father Nicholas was talking about all those layers, there's a real person hidden beneath all the layers of every single person here and all of our friends. Keep speaking to the real person. Keep speaking to the real person. And let them know that you are a safe, that you accept them. And that's a different thing than accepting the things they're doing. They don't think you're going to accept them unless you accept the whole package.
They're not the people you run to for moral advice, but you should be friendly. I got my master's in creative writing, and it was held on an island retreat. And every letter of the LGBTQT persuasion was represented by my fellow students, and we were all talking about various things, and one of them said, you're Russian Orthodox. Your church doesn't believe in gay marriage, do they? And all eyes turned on me. I said, nope. We also say some pretty strong things about gluttony, but they still let me stick around. After that, everything was fine. Because their real question was, are you capable of loving me? Are you going to judge me? Are you going to preach to me? Are you going to tell me that I am less than your equal in God's eyes? And once people know that's not what you're about, then you can reach their hearts.